part of the conversation. Send us a WhatsApp message on +27 73 470 3520 or call us at +27 12 001 7679. Let your voice be heard. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
You are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
7 minutes past 11 here on Adventist World Radio. Welcome back to Mid-Morning Empowerment. We have Pastor Paul Mwila on the line. He'll be talking to us about courting for marriage under the theme courtship for this week on our Daily Focus feature. Without any waste of time, let's get into it. Pastor Mwila, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
Good in yourself.
I'm all right. Thank you. And good morning to our listeners.
I hope they are listening to you, because yesterday, Pastor, I was very interested in waiting for tackling the topic online dating. Unfortunately, we couldn't get you yesterday, but you did say that you had crisis. But then today we are focusing on courting for marriage. Pastor Paul Mwila, so like in a world where relationships can be complex, the concept of intentional courtship guided by faith offers a refreshing perspective. To our listeners at home, join us as we explore the journey of couples whose commitment to God's plan has shaped their paths and lasting love and partnership. So, Pastor Mwila, let's get into it. But before we start our conversation, can we open with the word of prayer?
Thank you so much, Shah. Our God and our Father, whose dwelling is in heaven, we want to say thank you that you've given us today. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for giving us yet another platform, Heavenly Father, to discuss matters of courtship and marriage. Because, Heavenly Father, you are the one that instituted the marriage. And so we pray that, Lord, you alone will be the great teacher that we are going to depend on as we delve into our discussion. Allow your Holy Spirit to give us meaningful and divine interpretation of your word, that we may be blessed and that we may be helped, especially some of us that are still searching. At the end of our discussion, Heavenly Father, we pray that we will be blessed and you receive the glory and the honor that is due to you. This is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen and amen, Pastor. Talking of courting for marriage, what motivated this couple to choose courtship over conventional dating, and how did their faith influence this decision?
Thank you so much. And so we will build on the foundations that we laid, Christian courtship or Christian dating is a pre-marriage activity. And so when we are dating not for fun. We are dating because we are intentional. We are searching for the life partner. And whether we look at it from the man's perspective or we look at it from the women's perspective, we all have the same intention. The woman is to be married, the man is to marry. So we date so that we can get the confirmation that indeed this is the sweet that we're going to spend a lifetime with. I'm sure there's a bit of some connectivity challenges. I'm getting some cut in the connectivity. I don't know if I'm audible enough.
Yes, we can hear you, Pastor, even though it's cutting a bit, but it's okay. We can continue.
Thank you so much. And so we should know that it is God who gives the prospective wife or the prudent wife. It is God. If to read Proverbs chapter 30. Proverbs chapter 30 gives an analogy of a woman, a productive, prospective, prudent woman, and how the traits of that woman are supposed to be. Yet the question that is there is that who can find such a woman? Who can find? So even as we do the searching, even as we do the dating, even as we do the courtship, we should know that the prudent and prospective wife or husband only comes from the Lord. And so these are supposed to be building blocks or motivations as to how we worship. We should know that the motivation is that it is the Lord that will give, the Lord that sanctions. We cannot use our, even though we talk about dating, we talk about courtship, sometimes these templates may not work. We just deal with them on the basis of faith that the Lord, through these arrangements, that's like maybe we were supposed to have had some discussion yesterday about online dating. Mm. So some people, they've found a suitable partner using online dating, you see. So it may not be the actual media that we're using to get to the right person, but we need to bank on trusting the Lord that in our intention, because we have involved him, he is going to give us the right person. Unless the Lord builds the house, they that build in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, even the watchman watches in vain. You can put in a lot of things, you can put in a lot of, you know, plans, but it is the Lord that establishes them. And so these are supposed to be the motivations.
Mm. Thank you so much, Pastor, for that. And what practical steps did this couple couple take to nurture a relationship centered on God's principle and intentions?
It is the fear of the Lord. Nothing like any other principle, but the fear of the Lord is the principle. And the fear of the Lord helps us to shun evil. Understanding that it's the Lord that gives us, it's the Lord that is driving us through these arrangements or these engagements, we will ensure that we fear the Lord and we uphold purity. We will still go back to the issue of now setting limits, and what we are setting those limits, not because of anything else, because we want to institute that in our engagement, in our dating, in our courtship, the fear of the Lord, which is shunning evil, stands as supreme. So that is the prime principle that we are supposed to build on as we go into this search. But we should know ourselves as the productive and prospective husband is the gift from the Lord. Productive, prospective, prudent woman is the gift from the Lord. So let us depend upon the Lord, because he's the one that instituted a marriage. If anything, when Adam was alone, God said, it is not good for a man to be alone. I will make him a helper that is suitable to him. So the environment, he knows how we talk. He knows how we do things. So you will find one that complements us, and you will find a way to, if it is online, you will find that person online. If it is via Facebook, you can still find a suitable person via Facebook. But we need to ensure that the primary issue is that we have engaged him and we have upheld the fear of him as the prime principle in trying to find a suitable a person to court and transition with into marriage.
Mm. That's beautiful, Pastor. It's clear that their relationship is rooted in faith, right? And my question now is that what practical steps did they take to nurture a relationship centered on God's principle and intentions, right? For example, did they set aside dedicated time for prayer and Bible studies together? Do you think that seeking guidance from a mentor or pastor is what they did? Establish boundaries and prioritize based on their shared values. Practice forgiveness and accountability with each other. Engaging in act of service and ministry together. Do you think this is what they did?
Yes, 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 my dear. There are a number of practical steps that obviously are to be employed for these couples that did very well, embraced, like the ones that have just you've just outlined, where they engage together in service, you know, helping other people, doing it together, you know, finding time to talk about themselves, to talk about God, to talk about the Bible, enrich themselves, their objectives, and also seeking counsel from ministers. Why do we hide our relationship? Let us come, you know, on the
network.
Elder who can help us, you know, counsel us on the steps, the right thing to do in marriage. Those things are very, very important. We, like, for example, since I operate in a university, I normally get these young people that have best interest of each other. They come, say, Pastor, talk to us. I think I'm in love with this person. And then we give them what to do, what not to do also, the do's and don'ts, so that they know where to step and where not to step. Because some of us with experience, we've been there, and sometimes we've also made mistakes. We'd not want people that are coming after us to make similar mistakes. So experience the best teacher, but then we also have the Bible as a guide. So biblical principles, life experience, issues are shared with these young couples, these young people that are dating, these young couples that are courting, so that they caught in the right setup to eventually get into some strong, you know, marriages that the Lord would delight in. And so those principles indeed are true that are supposed to be embraced as we caught in debt.
Beautiful, Pastor. Thank you so much for that. And how did this couple handle challenges and conflicts within their courtship journey, relying on their faith for guidance?
I always say to the marriage couples that or the people that are courting, that I normally counsel, that challenges will always come. They are there to build us, and also they are there to grow us. Conflicts are there, misunderstandings are there, and so when you want to define marriage in that sense, marriage is the union of forgivers. Hello.
Yes, Pastor.
Hello?
Yes, Pastor, we can hear you.
Hello?
Hello.
Are you getting me?
Yes, Pastor, we can hear you.
Okay. Thank you so much. So I'm saying marriage is a union of forgivers. You cannot be together if you do not have the heart of forgiveness. So, like the Bible says, how many times can you forgive a person that errs against you? Christ said 70 times 7. So it means you can forgive as long as mistakes have been committed. So it may be you to make a mistake, or it may be the other partner who may make a mistake. But for you to be kept together in union, you are supposed to be forgivers. So marriage is the union of forgivers. And that is what keeps our relationship together. Conflicts are there. They're supposed to be there. Sometimes they are held. They are the ones that expose, you know, who we are. Misunderstandings are there. You know, you have a person that is coming from a different place. You are also from a different place with different worldviews. You come together. So the way you look at things may differ, but those are not the things that should separate you. And through counseling, you find that we help couples, or couples are helped, that when they go through counseling, they don't look at a personal or relationship attack. You attack an issue, not where you move from an issue, start attacking your person, or move from your person and start attacking your relationship. For example, there's this example that somebody gave, that this is a couple, the gentleman got some money and wanted to buy a car. And the lady says, no, you can't buy a car. I would rather you save that money. Conflicts arise from there. The man says, you don't want me to own a car. Other people are driving. Me, I'm not driving. I'm supposed to own a car. Conflicts are there. That's an issue-based conflict. Now, you step it up and say, hey, You are a selfish person. Now you move from the issue base. You now go into attacking the person. You are a wrong person. You can even move a little bit further to say, why did I even engage you? Or why did I even marry you? Now, those are processes of conflict that if you don't bring it, zero in and understand that you have shifted from an issue into a person or relation, you can break. So those things must be understood. And through counseling, these couples are helped, you know, to build up and to understand each other. And the best model to resolve their conflicts, for them to stand. So challenges are there and they will always be there. But the act of resolving them is what is important.
Amen. To our listeners at home, we are talking to Pastor Paul Mwila. He's taking us through our theme for this week, courtship. Today, we are focusing on courting for marriage. If you have any comments, you can send us your messages on +27734703520, +27734703520. And you can also engage with us on all our social media platforms. Search for The SID Media on all our social media platforms. I'm talking about Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, as well as TikTok pages. So right now, let's continue, Pastor. In what ways did mentors or spiritual leaders support and counsel these couples during their courtship?
So maybe let me bring in this aspect, how these couples are counseled. For example, in quest to counseling these couples, we bring out the 5 F that can either make your relationship successful or break. These 5 F's are very, very key. They are very, very important. Those that are listening to me this morning, please take note of these. These are very, very important. The F number one that sometimes destroy relationship is issues of finance. If you don't handle finances very well between two that are in a relationship, you find that that will become the source of problem. You know, how well the money is spent, the money that comes, you know, from either the man or the woman. Very, very important to look at how you are going to manage your finances, your budgets. We also go into another F that we cancel the marriage couples, or how married couples are canceled. The other F is friends. How do you manage your friends? You find that every one of us have friends. Every one of us have had a past, have had some engagements in the past. And sometimes if you don't handle those friends well, they have got a way of popping up whilst you're in marriage and disturb your marriage. So how do you handle the friends? How do you handle even workmates, those that maybe may reach out to you at awkward hours? You're with the family in the night. They call you, they text you, and all those things. The other F is a family. How do you handle families? Because sometimes families are not handled properly, they become a source of problem. So couples are canceled on that. The other F is fame. Sometimes fame may be a source of problem. You started very low. As you are growing, you want to change friends, you want to change even associates, to an extent where I've seen in a relationship where the husband says, this is not my type. After he's grown and he's financially stable, he's grown in fame. Maybe they're directors now. They say, no, I now want to mingle with people of my class. So, you know, relationships are destroyed like that. And then fellowship as well. How do you fellowship with one another? Those are very, very key issues. That marriage couples that are canceled, or people that are in courtship that are canceled, make sure that these are very, very important key issues that are supposed to be attended to if you are to have a marriage that is strong and that can, you know, succeed or stand a test of time. So mentors and spiritual leaders, make sure that they bring out these matters to couples, to people that are courting, so that they understand that in life, these ones, they'll surely meet them. And then if they meet them, how do they handle them for them to remain connected with one another? So very, very important.
Mfundisi, I'm curious to know how mentors and spiritual leaders help them to build a strong foundation for their relationship. Like, did they offer regular check-ins and prayer support maybe, or help them develop a shared understanding of God's plan for their relationship? Or maybe did they encourage them to prioritize communication, vulnerability, and trust?
Yes. So that's another aspect, it's a diverse when you look at how mentors handle these marriage couples or how they handle the marriage couples, obviously it's a diverse spectrum of issues that are put in place. Where they are taught the art of communication, how do they communicate with each other, the model of communication,
right.
consideration, conversation, and concentration, the art of listening, the difference between listening and hearing. Because sometimes in a relationship, you find that you may be speaking, somebody's not listening, they're just hearing you. So all those acts of communication are the ones that are presented to them. Also prayer. As they pray for each other, the mentors and spiritual leaders are also helping them with the supportive prayers for them to succeed. So it's quite a spectrum, like you have put it rightly. Those are areas that spiritual leaders and mentors helped in order for these marriage couples to be sustained.
That's wonderful, Mfundisi. It simply means having guidance from mentors and spiritual leaders can be incredible values, valuable, right?
Yes, yes, indeed. Indeed, they're very valuable. We cannot eliminate them in our engagement. If we try to go our way, you find that you'll have so many challenges that would have been sorted out had you engaged, you know, spiritual leaders and mentors.
Thank you so much. But this is our last question for today, Mfundisi, before we wrap up this conversation. How did this couple discern God's will and direction for their relationship as they moved towards marriage?
So how they discerned the responsibility for each other is that we need to understand that sometimes as we get into our engagement, into our relationship and dating, it may not be written that indeed this is the right person. But through these engagements and mentorship and relations, as you are growing, you get to not say, wow, this is now the right person that I'm supposed to make a commitment with, especially when you are courting. If you find that through this engagement and the support that you've received, your friend is not at par, they're not moving with you, you've got the right to make, to say, no, maybe this one may not be the right person for me. I may change. You can still consult with the mentor, say, I think our relationship is not yielding fruits. It's not yielding fruits. We are at different wavelength. I can try another. I think the Lord has confirmed with me through that. The Lord may not speak, but obviously, through this engagement, you're able to see, say, wow, this one is not the one that the Lord has proposed that I should spend a lifetime with. So confirmation. So we continue to move by faith. Let us continue to move by faith, trusting the Lord as we receive external help. Ultimately, the Lord will know to say, okay, this will sanction that indeed these two now have grown up, they've been helped enough, they are mature, this relationship can translate into a marriage. So, because marriage is an engagement where when you enter in it, it has no exit door. You can't come out. So you need to have proper preparation, and that's why this lesson this week has been very important, because when you enter into marriage, you are locked. It's a room that only has an entry door. It does not have an exit.
Sure.
That's why God said a man will leave his family, a mother and father, and will join to this woman, and they become one body. One body in that they are inseparable. Jesus Christ one time was asked a question: is it good? Can a man divorce a wife for any reason, in the book of Matthew chapter 19. Jesus said, no. It was not like this in the beginning. He who created them husband and wife. And for this reason, when a man leaves the family and cleaves to his wife, they become one body. And so whatsoever that God has joined together, let no man put asunder. Let no man separate. Because when you separate, you are separating one individual into two. What that means is you are killing.
Sure.
So in marriage, there is no separation. So we better work on these matters properly so that as we get into marriage, we know that we're not separate. I can tell you this, that many people that separated or many people that divorced are not enjoying life now. Why? Because they were kind of killed in the spirit. Because when a husband and a wife join, they become one person. They become one body. So separating them is cutting one person in two, and that is killing. So it's my prayer, even as we conclude, that we will do what is necessary. We will not be devoid of the principles of the Bible in our dating, principles of the Bible in our courting, and also seeking advice from spiritual leaders and mentors, so that we are equipped enough as we get into marriage. We are matured both physically, we are matured spiritually, psychologically, so that when we are pronounced husband and wife, it is until death do us part.
Mm. Powerful, Mfundisi. Thank you so much for giving us this opportunity to talk to you today. As we are wrapping up this conversation, can we close with a word of prayer?
Shall we pray? Yeah. Our God and our Father, once again, we are thankful that you gave us this platform. Throughout the week, even Father, we've been looking at dating, courtship, and we've wrapped it up with the issues of marriage. We pray that even Father, the people that have been listening from us, this conversation, have been blessed, and that your Holy Spirit will intensify whatever that they've listened, especially those that are searching, and also those that are in marriage, to give them hope that you are a God that can give them a support that can, when they call upon you, can come through to them and reignite the love that could be dwindling. That, Lord, you are the one that instituted marriage and you are there to support us. Almighty Father, thank you for the nuggets that we've learned in these experiences that we've had for this 1 week. May they stand a test of time, helping us in this world, even as we wait for the second world to come. Father, we pray that may we understand that marriage was instituted to teach us about your salvation. And if we do well in marriage, it will be a sign that indeed we are a step into the world to come, because we'd have done well. Marriage teaches us about love. Marriage teaches us about forgiveness. Marriage teaches us about so many things, about the fatherhood. And as we call you our Father, we know it is through marriage that we understand the role of the Father, and we picture it to understand you, the role that you play for us as our Father. And so help us, Lord, that we lead and have successful marriages. The devil is not happy. The devil has been rolling and trying to destabilize the marriages and all those that are planning to get into a sacred union. I pray for them, Lord, be with them even as they search. Be with those that are dating. Be with those that are courting. Let us, even Father, not deviate from the principles, because once we are there, we become vulnerable for the enemy's attack. So protect us, and protect us even as we wait for your soon second coming. May this be a continued memorable experience for a lifetime. This is our prayer, even Father, in the name of Jesus our Lord. We pray with our hearts full of thanks. Amen.
Amen and amen, Mfundisi. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Amen. To our listeners at home, that was Pastor Paul Mwila taking us through the theme courtship. Today we were focusing on courting for marriage. To our listeners at home, if you do want to engage with us, don't forget our number, WhatsApp number, +27734703520, +27734703520. But for now, we're going to take a short break as we are preparing to get in touch with Pastor Sheikh Mapulanga Thomas, who will be giving us our devotional series, our daily devotional series. Do not go away. Stay tuned.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media. You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.